Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Can you smell what the zombies got cooking? No? Good, because zombies don't cook. That's just a lot.
I was going to say, I don't know if I want to smell that.
No.
Rotting flesh.
Don't want to be smelling rotting flesh cooking on the barbie. Wait, maybe you do. I do. I want some smelling rotting flesh on the barbecue. Dude, Greg, get on that. Put it on. Get the barbecue fired up. I know you got a barbecue somewhere in that warehouse. And Greg is, by the way, in the chat room, but not the other Greg. He's a different Greg. This is a Greg I've known for a while, too. Anyone else having a buffering problem? Just you. I don't know. But feel free to answer him.
Haha, I'm in the chat room now.
Oh, goody. Oh, wait, I forgot to do something. I have to close out my Facebook during this time because it takes to take up some of my accesses. Okay, so, what is today?
Today,
what is it? What is it today?
The 2nd of January, the second day of the new year.
Yay, new year, first show. Are we going to rock this? Son of a gun or what?
Of course.
Phenomenon. Phenomena. Phenomena. And moving on that merry note. So, seeing as how the year has passed and the new year has begun, what kind of things? I like to do this little thing called look behind and look ahead. So, let's look a little bit in the past. What are three things that really stuck out for you this year? I'll tell you my three, and then you can tell me three that you have. Okay? And then we'll get the chat room involved as well. Because, you know, these things were very important, vital. Gotta have information on it right now. Need to know pieces of things that happened this year. First one, bath salts.
Oh, gosh.
That stuff just made me laugh my arse off every single 5 minutes when something new came up. Oh, my God, look at him. He's a zombie. He's going to die. There. Oh, look at all that. Look at all of those events occurring around the world, all in seemingly odd juxtaposition of each other. Makes you wonder. Okay, maybe not. Second thing, apocalypses, all kinds of them, like five or six of them throughout the entire year. Even better, the Mayan one. Oh yes, December 21st, it's the end of the world because the calendar's going to finish. What are you talking about the calendar's going to finish? It finished over 400 days before December 21st, you silly sots. And by the way, I like to swear in English because it's funny. And all these other apocalypses, oh yes, the great alien spaceship in the sky is going to come and land and take us all away. Yep, that didn't happen either. Oh, the rapture, yes, I've got to take care of my pets, sell them over to there, and then the rapture comes and my pets will still be here and I'll go away. Yeah, that didn't one come either. No, that was a real thing, by the way. That was a real thing. They had a couple of people selling services to people to take care of their pets when the rapture arrived. And people were doing it, which I thought was rather oddly amusing and interesting, and wow, okay, I'm glad I'm not there. Third thing. Oppa Gangnam Style! Dun, 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 dun. I can't sing the song, it's just funny as hell. I think the song amuses the crap out of me as much as the song itself. It's poppy, it's catchy, that's all it really is. It's not really, it's not going to change the world kind of song. It's not really going to get in your soul and like cause great amounts of cool. It's more of these, oh my God, he got away with that? He's actually making fun of a lot of people. Not very bright people, but he's making fun
of a
lot of people, yes. in the same vein that we have Beverly Hills in California, it says, oh, look of all these amazingly, amusingly copious amounts of, well, I don't want to call them empty-headed people because there's some smart people there too, but the culture, the lifestyle of Beverly Hills where it's like everything is about glitz and glamour and, oh, look, I'm party people. That's what Gangnam Style is about. But in Korea, same idea, same type of thing. So I find it amusing as all hell that he's making fun of people. And what's even more amusing about it are all the freaking parodies of this song. This song has hit over 1 billion hits on YouTube. One song. This guy doesn't have to work anymore ever again. He's been putting out music for 30, 40 years, and this little poppy piece of fluff, puff, putta, 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 whatever, is what makes him as a name. And it's just, well, on the one hand, very amusing to me that the world culture nowadays will actually do this sort of thing, and this is how somebody can make or break their life, is just by doing blah, and the fact that so many people are behind it. And then there are so many people's like, oh, evil, evil, ah, evil, evil. This all amuses the crap out of me. Yeah?
Yeah.
So what are a couple things you saw that that stuck out and said, hey? To put you on the spot without giving you any forewarning, of course. That is the way I work, you know? We are the random show. We do the rot of the afters. And I gave you a whole good 5 minutes to figure out these things for you.
My biggest thing this year was World of Warcraft. My game came out with an expansion on... With that, I've grown with the friends that I knew before the expansion came out. I have also met some new friends. Just meeting people all over the world, talking to people all over the world. I love that, like socializing. And they don't have to be in the same state that I'm in, you know?
So you liken the Facebook and the world of the wide?
Yes.
Yeah, this is a good thing. Yeah. I am agreeing with this thing. I love the whole big world and the way it's all, like all over the Avatar too. What?
They're making a new Avatar?
They're making two new Avatars.
Huh?
Hmm. Fascinating, fascinating. Sorry, I took you off track.
I mean, there's memorable things that happen in the news, like you mentioned, bath salts, Opa Gangnam Style. You know, several things like in the news, yes, but personally, meeting new people all over the world, on the internet, I am now done with my general education at school, which means I can now go on to what I want to study, which is web design and interactive media. And I'm that much closer to finishing school and going out into the world and getting what me and my friends call big boy and girl jobs. So, I mean, just little things that excite me like that.
Well, hold on. You're going to go get a job?
Eventually.
Okay,
a big
good.
Girl job.
Good, good. A big girl job. That's good.
A big girl job.
That's good. Big girl jobs are good. I don't know any big girl jobs.
Oh, no, it's a trap? Gregory says it's a trap.
Life is a trap, of course, of course. It's a horse, a horse. Ooh. I gotta. Yeah. Yeah. Do it, Jazzy. It's a trap. It's a good trap. It's called making money, putting your time in, getting stuff. Getting stuff is good. Stuff is good. Without stuff, there's no good.
Job means I get to buy my own stuff for me.
Exactly. Stuff.
I get to go see the world if I have money. I want to be able to travel the world and not just talk to people all around the world.
Some parts of the world not so interesting to see or to visit or to be near. It's kind of wacky that way. You know? Like, there's like places in the States. I don't want to go there. There's a couple of places in Canada I don't want to go either. I've been there, though. Oh, and places like in Africa and in Europe and in Asia and in a couple places in Australia too. I don't want to go there. Jack, of course I find the downside. I'm on the dead side, Yo-Yo.
It's okay. He can find the downside. I'll find the upside, though.
There you go. Just don't find the glitter. I don't want to know about the glitter. I saw someone's...
I love glitter, though. And that does not always have to do with Twilight. Let me just tell you.
Oh, no, I know. I saw someone's post today or yesterday. It's like, I'm so crafty, I sweat glitter. And I laughed. And then I had to, oh my god, that's so sad. People are sweating glitter. That's where that crap comes from. I like Gregory's comment, though. The best part of his job is that he's listening to me and you at his job.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
I want a job where I can do that.
He works in a big warehouse. They ship stuff. Oh, and Jack says I can't say yo-yo out loud again. Okay, that's two. One more. Womp-a-womp-a-womp. What?
One more what?
Things that occurred last year that were of important impact and had some interest and things and made a big squish in your head for the year that passed by.
Let me not be able to talk. I reunited two of my friends.
Excellent.
They've lost touch.
Excellent. So you're on the more personal side of things where it says, oh, look, people, me, oh, them, oh, okay, let's us. Opa Gangnam Style! I'm going to say that a lot through this today's show.
Are you really?
Oh, yes. Because you know what?
Every time you say that, I feel like dancing.
Go ahead. It's okay. I've heard worse things to do when I've said Opa Gangnam Style and for people to whatever. I gotta say, though, one thing. I got the catalog for this month's previews. Guess what's coming out in a couple months?
An Opa Gangnam Style...
Bobblehead!
Really?
Yippers!
No way.
Oh, yes. See, and just like that, I have a different version of that song that I shared with Greg that I think is freaking awesome. It's a mixed version of the song. What do they call it? It's called a mashup. What it is it's Psy, who is the guy who does Open in the first place, Daft Punk, Beastie Boys, and Kanye West. I'm not so big a fan of Kanye West, but it actually blends well into the song. But Beastie Boys and Daft Punk, love their music. Always, 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 always good, hot, good stuff. But this is what I'm saying. All of the parodies of Gangnam Style, it's just amusing as hell. There's one video out there called Opa Farmer Style. And it's a group of farmers in the backwoods somewhere doing their version of it. And it's totally clean and everything. But it's just the odds and options and the variables and viable solution possibilities is just endless. And Jack thinks he has to kill me now. Why? Is it because of the Opa, or is it because of the my not quite right stereotypical bad approach of some different particular dialectics of the not quite English language? Eh? Do I in any way whatsoever strike you as the type of person that likes to be amused? Yes, Jack. I think you like to be amused. We all like to be amused. I like to be amused more than money. Sometimes even more than that. Wah, 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 wah.
Now, I saw something on Facebook.
Oh, that's a bad idea. Whoa. Facebook?
It's about Opa Gangnam Style.
What did you see about Opa Gangnam Style on Facebook?
I'm trying to find it again.
You know what's another funny parody of Gangnam Style? Minecraft.
What?
Minecraft.
No.
Oh, yeah. Are you familiar with the game Minecraft?
Yes.
Old 8-bit version video game, kind of on the, whoa, look, dude, square things walking. Looks like a square thing walking. Whoa, man.
Terraria's better.
Huh?
Terraria. It's better.
Okay. Never played
it. Just saying.
I never played Minecraft either. I was not a big video game person. It was a bit of a stretch when I actually finally started playing a game called Civilization. That was a game I could play and enjoy. And Railroad Tycoon. but most of them is always about taking over the world type stuff.
Okay. So I found this. It was posted.
Ooh. I have a fourth thing that I want to share for the past year in the past.
Oh?
Yes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Are you ready for this? Can't touch this. I got published in a book called Rogues in Hell, which is a big honkin' anthology series by some big honkin' other famous type writers and writers and people with big word stuff, and they use like really cool words in their stories, and it's all about hell, and I like hell because hell is fun.
Isn't hell hot?
No. Hell is not always hot. This is the thing that people have as a misconception. Some hell is warm. Some hell, not so warm. Some hell is wet. Some hell is dry heat, yo. And as Jack says, it depends. By the way, Jack's in Rogues in Hell, too. As is Hellion, but he's not here today. When he shows up sometimes, he's in hell too. We like the hell. Hell is fun. Do you know why hell is fun?
It's okay.
Do you know why hell is fun? Because the one cool thing I find about the whole series is you can write about anything, and it's possible. You can write a horror story. You can write a science fiction story. You can write a fantasy story. You could even write a young adult story if you really, 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 really tried and wanted to. And it could fit within context, and you can use characters out of all of history, out of all of mythology, and say, what would you do if, say, oh, I don't know, let's go and take, come on, two characters at random, Prometheus, let's go with Prometheus. Are you familiar with the myth of Prometheus?
Yes.
The guy who gave fire to mankind?
Yeah.
And was tortured for his sin of doing so by being stuck on the side of the cliff and having his guts eaten out by crows all the time?
Yep.
So what if him and Buffalo Bill got together and decided to have a beer? Not that that's actually in any of the stories, but I think that would be cool, that you could take that kind of different... those kinds of different personalities and diverse story structures and say, here, put them together, see what you got. My story in Rogue has Celtic characters, and I kind of like them because I like Celtic stuff. It's smart spears and dead things. Ooh. Oh, yeah, and I have Grumbles.
Jack says hands off of Prometheus, by the way.
I'm not planning on using Prometheus. I just like Prometheus, the story, the myth of the modern man. I've always liked that. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, well, we have to giggle because of what we see people writing in the chat room. Greg, working hard at his warehouse there, just had to load a truck, so he missed 10 minutes of us. So he should just turn the volume up! And Jack, talking about Elliot Ness and Judas. Yep. I'm not going on that one. So, that was our quick year in review. Oh, by the way, do you know how many movies I watched this year in big budget movies? I watched a few. Well, actually, they wouldn't all be big budget movies now, would they? Abraham Lincoln versus the Zombies wasn't exactly a big budget movie. Oh, Zombie was not exactly a big budget movie. Thanksgiving was definitely not a big budget movie. But 48 movies this year. That's pretty good.
I've never even heard of Thanksgiving.
Yes, you have. I've spoken about it.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
I don't remember that one.
I'm very disappointed that you forget my commentary on this movie. Do you know why? Because there's three very important things about this movie. One, it's the lowest budget movie I've ever seen in my life. They had $4,000. And part of that $4,000 was in the re-release of the DVD and spent about $1,000 of it just getting the porn star to be in the first 60 seconds so that you could see her boobs. The second most important thing about this movie...
Oh, I remember it now.
See, the second most important thing about this movie was the caption, boobs in the first 60 seconds.
I remember this one now. I just I guess I just never remembered the title of it.
So, yes, there were some stinkers in this movies of this year. Battleship, horrible movie. Horrible. Awful. Horrible. I don't know anybody who could actually say good things about that movie. And if they do, I probably will stop talking to them. Because that movie was just freaking horrible. I could not believe they made that movie. Let's see, what else did I see? Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. I enjoyed it. It was fun. Kind of unbelievable, kind of over the top, but not bad. Avengers, awesome movie! Top movie of the year, along with The Hobbit. Bourne Legacy was okay. Brave was good. Cabin in the Woods, awesome movie. Chernobyl Diaries, meh. Chronicle was good. Dark Knight Rises, yabba dabba doo. Dark Shadows, Dread. Love Dread. Dread was good. Dead Before Dawn. Ooh, 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 ooh. Here's another low-budget Canadian horror movie, but the first 3D Canadian horror movie, which I thought was funny as hell. Ghost Rider 2, terrible. Nobody should watch this movie. It's horrible. Here's a good movie you should watch, though, Jazzy. God Bless America.
Yeah?
You should watch that movie. Do you know why?
Why? It's about America?
Actually, it is about America. It's about society in America and how addicted to TV America is. Great social commentary type movie. But I think it came out about 2-3 years ago, but I think it just really came out on DVD last year. 2012 is now last year.
Okay. Hey, so I worked out and watched TV.
That's fine.
Actually, I didn't really pay attention to the TVs.
Precisely. Here's a couple of other movies for you this year. Hell Driver, Insidious, Iron Sky, The Lorax, Men in Black 3, Mission Impossible 4. Ah, here's a good movie. Mutant Girls Squad. Japanese stuff, splatter all over the place, splatter all over the place. Night of the Living Dead Reanimation. Bad movie. Bad, horrible, bad, evil. Piranha 3, Double D. Says it all itself in its own. Prometheus. Enjoyable as soon as you start saying, oh, this is not an Aliens movie. Resident Evil 5, 6, whatever the hell it is. I was kind of eh on it. It was okay. Wreck 3. Love it. Sherlock Holmes 2. I enjoyed it. Snow White and the Huntsman. She really should stop being wood. I'm sorry. She's wood. Space Battleship Yamato. Love the Japanese stuff. They always make me howl with funny. Ted. Yep, that's it. I watched Ted. I'm a little disappointed with Ted. Ted didn't work for me.
You watched Ted?
I watched Ted. Actually, I watched Ted, when did I watch Ted? Yesterday? Day before? Yeah. I watched Ted. It had funny bits. The premise I thought was awesome. But I kind of kept thinking, this is trying to be a romantic comedy and a stoner dude comedy movie, and they're trying to do the both together at the same time. And they should have just stuck with one or the other, because it kept switching back and forth, and I was like, eh, off-put. It put me off. It off-putted me. Can you dig it? It off-putted me. Yes?
Seeing the commercials for Ted was like, this is so weird. Kids are going to want to watch it. And it's like, not meant for kids.
No, this is not a movie for kids.
They're
going to
want to watch it because it's a teddy bear.
Not a movie for the kiddies. Nope.
Oh, don't take your kiddies to see it.
Oh, here's a couple more movies left that I seen. The Three Musketeers. Fun, rollicking, adventure-y. Kind of no plot much, but fun to watch. Three Stooges. Bad movie. Don't watch it. Terrible. I'll use my semi-electronic sounding voice to say it and reinforce it. Bad. If you do watch it, get it in the dollar bin. Don't pay full price. Total Recall. That was fun. Troll Hunter. Awesome movie. Tucker and Dale vs. Evil didn't come out last year, but I saw it last year. It was fun. Ooh, Underworld 4. Awakening. Ooh. Much better than the third one. Third one I thought kind of was boring. But the fourth one was fun. Wrath of the Titans. Hated, well, I shouldn't say hated, did not like the remake of Clash of the Titans, but they finally started getting it right in Wrath of the Titans. Fun, enjoyable, big screen epic, all this stuff, splattery glass, blowy up things, and fiery stuff all over the place, and in the mean, at least some story there, so that was good. Clash of the Titans, the remake, I couldn't stand that. Only had one good line, and that's when they were talking about the mechanical owl from the first movie, the original. We don't talk about that. Oh, good, because I hated that stupid owl. And another two movies, Zombie Allegiance and Zombie Apocalypse, both very low-key, bad-budget horror movies, only good for a chuckle, and then after that, you don't want to eat any pig knuckles. See how that rhymed? I rhymed! I rhymed in chuckle time without even thinking. Chuckles and pig knuckles. Everybody needs some. I don't want to know. I have never actually had a pig knuckle, so I don't know what that's like.
I haven't either. Are they anything like pork rinds?
I don't know.
Does anyone know? Anyone? Anyone?
Anyone in the chat room had a pig knuckle? Hello? Well, I'm sure at least one or two of you people, fine upstanding individuals that you are in the chat room, must have had at least one pig knuckle in your life. Gregory says he's probably had a pig knuckle. Oh, Jack says he doesn't like pig knuckles because it sounds wrong. It likely is like rinds. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think I've ever had pork rinds either.
And I don't like pork rinds.
I like bacon. And that's what I'm going to stick with on the pork is bacon. Bacon, 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 bacon. Yummy, bacon. Bacon, 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 bacon. Yummy, bacon. I could sing a whole song about bacon. You know, like, phenomenon. Bacon, phenomenon. Bacon, 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 phenomenon. Ooh, no, Jack. Ooh, sorry to hear that. Jack worked in a pig dissembling plant. That sounds like a... Trip him up to parts, trip him up in parts, trip him up in parts, rip 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 him up in parts. Somebody else will eat it, we won't.
Ooh, I don't think I could do that.
Well, I could do it, but I probably wouldn't eat the bacon much afterwards either, because that would be like, oh, I knew that one. I agree with TJ, bacon rocks. Hello, Matthew. Matthew showed up today as well. It's a party now. So, that was our year-end review. So what do you think we're going to do now?
Oh, there was that silly word you said earlier.
Which one?
Sounds
like an intermezzo to me.
Intermezzo works too.
Woe betide he who hath nothing but darkness in their eyes. Let them speak, let them be spoken to, let them rise above the din of ashes spread upon the furry hosts of Hoggoth. Roar.
Welcome back to the other half of our show. Jazzy, still with us? Fall asleep? Ay, no. Caramba.
Ay, caramba.
Yeah, quiero Taco Bell. And that is about as much Spanish as I could possibly say in any kind of format whatsoever. Okay. Eh? So, that was the past. Now let's go to the future. I hear the future is full of fools with churs. What you got to say to that, yo?
What?
Okay. Then I'll start once again. Because I'm like that. I'm like considerate, courteous, even other C words too. So, some of the things I'm looking forward to this year. I am looking forward to world domination. Yep, and yes, Matthew, I do say y'all. Because I'm Canadian. And we all say y'all. Not really, just me. Well, maybe a few others. But hey, whatever. So, world domination. This is my plan, as always. I am working towards a goal of which I'm sure most of the people who follow me on Facebook, Twitter, or elsewhere are aware of. World domination via cookie consumption. This is what I'm saying. It's part of the plan. Another part of the plan, another thing I'm looking forward to this upcoming year, Walking Dead, season 3.5. Ooh, shit's gonna get serious! Now that the governor's...
3.5?
Yeah, it's the second part of season 3.
Huh.
You know, they have this little, they started out in October, then they go half a season, then they go, look, it's a break. Why? Because we said so. Oh! And in February, rest of the season show. Will be fun.
Oh, tricky,
will
tricky.
Be fun. I'm looking forward to it, much like many other people on Facebook who say, I can't wait anymore to February. I can't wait anymore to February. It's too far away. Can't wait! What are you... Oh, look, books. Okay. Eventually, it always comes back to books. Books are cool. Everybody, stay in school, kids. Read your books. They're good for you. They make bigger brains. And you all should know how much us zombies like bigger brains.
Yes.
More
you
brains.
You zombies love your brains.
More brains, please. So, and in that vein... I am expecting this year to at least release one, at the very least, book. Maybe more. I know for a fact one, because I kind of finished formatting it up yesterday. So I expect to be releasing myself a new book sometime this year. It'll be a fun little thing. Nothing serious, nothing intense, but fun!
Fun!
Fun for everyone who wants to have a brain consumed-ish. Yes. And the other thing is, I'm looking forward to hopefully going to at least two conventions this year. I'm not 100% certain which ones, but one of them is Liberty Con in some place down in the southern states somewhere.
In that one place?
In the one place near Chattanooga or something like that. Near, actually, EW might be nearby that one. I think he is. Chattanooga, Tennessee, that's the one. So I'm hoping to be able to get to that one. Because there's going to be a lot of people from the Hell series there as well, and some other people. Surprisingly enough, a lot of people that I seem to interact with online every once in a while seem to be in that general area. So it's like, hey, meet some people. Fun! And
fun.
I don't know about the other ones. There's two or three other ones that I might be considering going to as well. So it'll be interesting. And then there's a whole boatload of movies coming out. Boatload. whole kind bunch of movies. I want to see these movies. I want to see Texas Chainsaw in 3D. I want to see... Yeah, well, whatever. It's a lot of splatter. God. It looks good. I want to see Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters, even though I'm being told by a lot of... who are those people? Reviewers, that it's going to suck. You know what? I don't care. It's going to be a lot of blood and guts all over the place, hot bodies and leather, running around. Fun! That's all that matters. Really looking forward to the movie Warm Bodies. Kind of a comedy. Well, The Hobbit doesn't come out until December, WD. But I love the title. Oh, have you heard what the title of the next Hobbit movie is?
Jazzy? No.
Come on. The Hobbit. The Desolation of Smaug. Smaug is the name of the dragon, by the way.
Ah.
We said looking forward to that one. Very good. Yes. We said very looking forward to that one. Oh. And here's another one. Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Russia. It's the next Die Hard movie. A good day to Die Hard. Jack the Giant Slayer sounds fun. Oz the Great and Powerful. I will watch this. Directed by one of my favorite directors, Sam Raimi. Not so sure about James Franco, but you know what? It could be good. Carrie? It's like the third or fourth remake.
Are they
coming
out with another one of those?
Yeah, I told you about this one before.
Really?
They filmed this one near where I live.
Yes. I remember you saying that.
See?
Really, another one?
Yippers.
Do we have to?
Yep. Apparently you do.
Really?
Wait, Ryan Reynolds is going to be a prehistoric family of cavemen?
Huh?
Okay, there's a movie called The Croods that sounds interesting. I'll watch that. I have mixed feelings about the next movie, G.I. Joe Retaliation. So this is the second of the reboot of the G.I. Joe movie. I don't know. The first one sucked the big bad bahookie poo poo thing.
First one was on TV and it put me to sleep.
First one was terrible. Now I've heard
slept through it.
I've heard good things about the new one, and it looked good. The trailer I saw looked good, but I don't know. It's going to be It's going to be a wait and see how it goes. But here's a movie that I'm totally waiting for. Evil Dead. It is a remake. However, it's a serious adaptation of the Evil Dead movies that I grew up with and enjoyed in the 90s. I loves me my Evil Dead movies. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to Oblivion because that's another Tom Cruise movie. It's like, whatever. Iron Man 3. Yes, please. I want to see that. Star Trek Into Darkness. Totally want to see that one. Fast and Furious 6. Could care less.
Okay, they need to stop coming out with more of those.
They're not going to. Vin Diesel and now The Rock are full up on that one. Oh, Alden. Alden's in the chat room, by the way, and said, how badly could they screw up The Evil Dead? Dude, I gotta tell you, go search it online, check out the trailer. It looks totally cool. It looks like a serious, serious over-the-top horror movie, as in scary. Not as in fun camp, etc., but scary and done well. I want it. I want to see it. I want it to be good. I do. So I'm hoping forward. It's going to be good. Hi, Randy. Oh, I just used TechSpeak for Randy. Man of Steel. Looking forward to that as well. Looks like they finally got Superman right. World War Z. I'm not so sure. It kind of looks like it might screw with my head a bit, and I was like, I don't want that. But we'll wait until we see it before we pass any kind of judgment. Kick-Ass 2! Yay, more Kick-Ass! Ah, the crowd goes wild! Ooh! Wow, this is going to be a year full of movies that I'm going to watch. Lone Ranger? Meh, I don't know. It's got Johnny Depp as Tonto. It's like, I don't know. Pacific Rim, on the other hand. People, if you have not heard of this movie, go check out the trailer. It's freaking awesome. It's directed by Guillermo del Toro. however I pronounce his name badly or rightly, but it is about Cthulhu-esque slash Godzilla-like monsters rising from the deeps, and we make giant robot mecha guys to fight them. Woohoo! This has got fun written all over it. Not only does it have fun, it has giant explosions, big monsters, and flying things. It sounds like a bottle of fun. I like the description of this movie. I haven't seen anything about it, have not read anything about it, but these two movies coming out in August really flip a switch that sounds good. Elysium, it's about set in the year 2159. Oh, and it's missions to save the world. Could be interesting. This one is a YA movie, which sounds good, but I have to really see it. It's called The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones. It's about a young adult, a young girl, who is thrown into the world of demons and angels. I could watch that. Oh, another Sin City movie? Awesome. The World's End? I don't know. Oh, Simon Pegg's in it. Ooh. That could be fun. Oh, it's a comedy. Paranormal 5. I don't know. What do you think? Jazzy? That was my thinking, too. Moving on. The next Thor movie. The next Thor movie. Yeah! Wait, Natalie Portman? Oh, yeah. Christopher Eccleston? Ooh, that could be cool. And then, of course, The Desolation of Smog. So, yes, it's going to be a busy year for movies. Oh, wait. There's a new Smurfs movie coming out, too.
No way.
Yep.
Love Smurfs.
Did you see the Smurf movie?
I thought it was cute.
Really? Okay, they made the second movie for you. They did not make it for me.
They made it for me. Okay.
They made it for you, not for me.
Well, they gotta make some movies for me.
Sure.
And some for you.
Yep. The critics are saying it's terrible.
Really?
Yep.
Aww.
It's in the...
I'm gonna watch it anyway.
It's in the top 10, according to this list, top 10 movies not to watch. Fast and Furious 6, by the way, was another one. After Earth.
Well,
with
you know what? I'm not going to listen to the critics anyway. I'm going to watch Smurfs anyway.
Well, Paranormal Activity 5 was on this list, too.
Doesn't mean I want to watch that.
One Direction 3D concert movie. I don't even know what the hell it is, but it sounds stupid to me.
One Direction is a new band that's out.
I know. Yeah. Still sounds stupid to me. La 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 la, as Matthew says. La 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 la. And then this movie, After Earth, which is Will Smith and his son. It's an adaptation by M. Shyamalama Lama Lama Ding Dong.
Oh?
M. Shyamalan, I never pronounce his name right. And then the rest of these movies Scary Movie 5. By the way, there's another Scary Movie 5, too. Yep,
or some probably ridiculous horror movie that's coming out. It's
that's probably Scary Movie 5.
Something.
That's Scary Movie 5. That's got Charlie Sheen in it.
We might be talking about two different movies. There's another one that's coming out, and it's, like, ridiculous looking.
There's a whole bunch of these dumbass movies coming out. These are just the big-budget movies that have top billing. These aren't necessarily the movies that's like, oh, we didn't quite put you in the top billing because, quite frankly, you, sir, did not spend enough money on your movie. Oh, you might have made a really good movie, but you didn't spend enough, so we don't care about you.
Yeah.
I like those movies. They usually make me laugh my ass off. Ooh, yeah, Great and Powerful Oz. I'm going to watch that. That's going to be good. Apparently they've got another Hunger Games movie coming out, too.
Yes.
Which bugs the crap out of me, because they stole the idea from the book. From an awesome movie and an awesome book called Battle Royale. If you want to watch a really good one, Watch Battle Royale. Came out like, I don't know, late 80s or whatever. Really cool. Why is Jack going zzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz?
I don't know. We'd have to ask Jack.
I did just ask Jack. Jack, what's up, Yak? Come on back! Okay, so he's making a comment on Hunger Games 2. I kind of said pretty much the same thing. It looks like a YA adaptation of a basic, hey, who ate you? Who ate me? I ate them and they ate you. Who ate who and who ate who? Which is me making fun of a song called Who Made Who in a great movie. I use my sarcasm voice, Maximum Overdrive, which I enjoyed immensely because it was a messed up, stupid movie. You know what I mean? So I monopolized this section. What are you looking forward to this year, young lady?
Oh, this year I plan on having a good year.
Well, that's a good start.
I witnessed two of my friends getting engaged on New Year's Eve after the ball dropped at midnight. So cute. I'm going to finish up school and I'm just going to make the best of this year. I don't have any major huge plans other than to make the best of the year. I'm eating healthier. I'm working out now. I'm just going to turn my life around and have a good year. That's all I plan for, really.
Well, that's a good start. Good, good, good. And I heard you did some exercising today, going to the gym, doing that whole healthy, healthy, happy me. That's good.
Awesome. I spent 10 minutes on the elliptical and then 30 minutes on the treadmill. And with the treadmill, I did the hills thing. So it changed the...
The hills are alive with music.
So, I mean, I worked out good. I broke a sweat. It was awesome.
Are you, like, trying to get better as a runner so you can escape the zombies when they start running after you? Is that your plan? Is that what you're trying to do? Huh? Okay, go ahead. Don't worry about it.
Have a cookie.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Go get healthy. Healthy is good. Healthy is good. Just
maybe I'll taste better once I'm healthy.
Precisely. And what else?
I mean, I'm taking a history of web design and interactive media at school this next semester and photography. So, I mean, I'm going to get out into the world again and take photography. And so I plan on making this year a good year.
Well, those are my plans. Skip is speaking French, by the way.
Skip, I don't speak French. Please,
he's saying howdy.
English.
He says howdy. Oh, actually, sorry.
Howdy.
He says no. He says I am here. Sorry, my French is old. I speak the old French. I don't know the current French. I speak bad French. My French is a bad word, so I don't say it too often on the radio because we don't say too many bad words on the radio because it's not so good. Wait, who's called? What? No, we're not doing any of that. Do. So, what else? You're looking to happy, healthy, all that fun stuff, and pretty much generally no new games?
I mean, I want to get through with school, and then one of my teachers last semester, which was also last year, he was talking about he's working for a video game company as well as a side job, helping them find new employees once they go through his classes and stuff. So I could possibly get a job through that, which that's what I'm looking forward to. That's what I really want to do, is create websites and work with video game companies. So I'm working my way towards that.
Cool. I'm still taking over the world.
Oh, you can take over the world. I'll take over the internet. How's that sound?
I don't know. Internet's part of the world. It's all going to be mine. Mine. Taking it over.
Oh, come on. Let me have the internet.
You can have a corner of the internet.
Okay, I'll take a corner of the internet.
Just so you know, there are 80 corners of the internet. No, there are. It's 80. Right. I think it's 80. 80 or 83. I can't remember the exact number anymore. Those are the main hubs of the internet. All the basic building blocks of the internet. Bom, bom, bom. Yeah, you can have one of those. I don't mind. That's okay.
Okay.
I am not a pomme de terre.
Share. You can have the rest of the internet in the world. Just give me a corner.
Okay. You may have a corner. And through the magnanimity of my dead black heart, I give you a corner of the internet. Is all yours. You'll be enjoying and have good with that. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Der Strugelmergenmeisters are in Super Mario Brothers 3. It's okay, I'm speaking my fake silly accent languages. Things that don't make any sense whatsoever. But smog! Okay.
Smog?
Smog.
Smog.
Smog, we like smog. Oh, I forgot to mention Ender's Game. Apparently they're making a movie based on Orson Scott Card's books. That should be good. I hope.
EW says smog happens in L.A.
Actually, smog happens in every industrialized city in the world because, you know what? Humanity likes to... I'm just saying.
Yo.
That's what I'm saying, yo. Yo, 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 Jack!
That's what he's saying.
Get your bomb diggity up to it, yo! I want to see how I can push Jack over the edge. Yo, Jack! Yo, 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 yo! Get your yo-yo-yoing! Yo it! Yo it up! Yeah! Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, WD. War Dog, as it were. Apparently, in November, they're making Ender's Game. Which I hope is going to be good. Don't know. I don't know what he just said there. Pastures of cows. Yes, yes, yes. That's true. That's how the aliens know there's intelligent life on this earth, because there's... methane in the air.
Oh, dear.
I'm not the one that makes this stuff up. Well, I make some of it up.
Yeah, I still can say, oh, dear, about it.
Yeah, you can. I'm just saying, it's not just me. It's the whole rest of the world. Bum diggity ding, diggity ding, 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 ding. Opa Gangnam Style! Ooh, Jack's putting screwdrivers in his ears. Excellent, excellent. Excellent. My job there is done then. So you know what that means, right there, Jazzy?
What's that?
What's coming up next?
Free pie!
Pie! Free pie. That's what you said. That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what the little duck in the background said. Quack! What? Rabbits are out front. Okay, I go get them. He's going to go get them.
Awesome.
Ooh. And then after free pie?
The candy.
I want candy. Bom, bom. What the hell was that?
I have no clue.
Did you? Oh. EW let the cows out. Oh, well, okay then. I guess on that merry note, we're going to go and say, alrighty people, thanks for joining us once again in our hilarious, random, chaotic show of zombies, comics, and all sorts of other weird stuff that we like to talk about. Appreciate you coming down. All have fun. Jazzy, it's been a pleasure.
Been a pleasure. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.